Hey, Mike.
Yowza.
It's time for an edition of He's Full of Crap.
Yay!
Today's celebrity is as hot as today's headlines.
Really?
Starring in the critically panned Miami Vice.
Mm-hmm. I bet I know who it is.
Jamie Foxx.
Oh, I can imagine. He's good for some crappy quotes.
He's full of crap.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice has spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But Timbaland allowed me to use his studio bus. So I would do a scene, sneak on the bus, sing a couple, and then run back. And then all the while, Michael Mann was like, what's going on in that bus? And I saw Kanye West come out of there. I said, no, we just sitting there having a good time. You know what I'm saying? So we had to kind of hide it from him. But it was a good thing because the energy that you would get in Miami off the set, I would just go right onto the bus and lay something fly down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because you're just so happening, Jamie. You are so incredible.
That's right, because I've always wanted to see what it would be like if Ray Charles was in Miami Vice. Because that's exactly what you get now with Jamie Foxx. Is every single role is Ray Charles. Thank God he did like Any Given Sunday before he did Ray. Otherwise, it would have been Ray Charles playing quarterback.
If that were the case, though, the car chases will be good.
Hey, was that Kanye West coming out of your bus? Is that Kanye? Well, you're in trouble. You're so cool. Doing so much. You're such a multi. You're such a triple threat performer. Ass!
Full of crap.
God. He was able to lay down some fly tracks.
We've got one more. Hold on.
So he says.
Yes. How about working with the handsome Colin Farrell? He's full of crap.
Ladies, watch out. Colin Farrell is at his hottest right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
You're a good team.
I mean, even I was caught up. I was like, look at, man, dude.
Yeah.
Full
really?
Of crap.
Do your thing over there, brother. Because, I mean, there's something about him. We did a party for Ocean Drive Magazine in Miami, and I brought Eddie Murphy. He was there. And they said, everybody, Eddie, I had Shaq there. And the women just lost their mind. And it was Latin. To like, oh, no, it was crazy, you know. So it was a good run. The thing that people don't know about Colin, he's a family guy. So we'd have his mother, he would have his father there, and his two sisters. And it was like being in Ireland almost, because, you know, he's like, the whole thing, right? And it was just great.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's how we play.
He got his plug in, he got his crap in, and he got his ass kissing in.
He's full of crap. The Don and Mike Show. Thank you. And that movie last year with the stealth.
Yes.
I think with the stealth plane, his name's Stealth.
Yeah.
Again, it was like Ray Charles flying a plane.
Exactly. Well, it'll always be Ray.
Incidentally,
be very hard.
I'd go see.
They will cure your irritable ball syndrome. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I'm thinking that's a great follow-up to Soul Plane.
Wow.
If you have Ray Charles flying a plane.
I love Soul Plane. I really do. I watch Soul Plane when it comes on cable now. I didn't go see it in the theaters, but I love it for its novelty.
You and my dad.
Yeah, Soul Plane?
Yeah, he's a fan. I know he's had more than three beers when he's watching Soul Plane.
You cannot beat it when they show the plane with the spinners. I'm sorry. That, to me, is worth the entire movie.
Jamie Foxx, God bless him. I think we all agree he's very, very talented.
Incredibly talented.
But the problem is... Now okay.
What Rob just said.
Rob again has his own... Rob's like a bobblehead doll over there just going, no. He is very talented. Yeah. But we gave him the goddamn Oscar, and now he thinks that his doesn't stink.
I think that celebrities that achieve that kind of stardom, that can keep perspective, are exceptions to the rule.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tom Hanks is an example of it. You get people that are just so...
Oh, no, hold on.
They're having
hold
smoke
on.
Blown
hold
all day
on.
Long. What?
Hold on.
What?
I got a Tom Hanks... I've been wanting to talk about Tom Hanks. Did you know he was in town last week?
I did not. No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Just hold on one second.
Wow. Same, fitting into that same category?
Yeah, well, yeah, and even more
saving
so.
The world and the world according to Tom Hanks.
Okay. Tom Hanks, you're Mr. Everyday, down-to-earth, good guy.
Yeah, the last we talked about Tom Hanks was when he was coaching the Oscar winners on how not to be long-winded.
Yeah, but you just threw out his name, and it's funny you threw out his name like as maybe one of the not dick guys.
I threw out his name as one of the dick guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Well, then you'll even appreciate it even more.
Yeah, because Tom Hanks and Jamie Foxx are cut out of the same mold.
Oh, thank you. See, I thought you were saying he's not one of our great ones like
No, you remember we both flipped on Tom Hanks at the same time when it was right when he started doing all the movies with Steven Spielberg. Like, he was the authority on astronauts. He was the authority on World War II.
Then you're going to love this for He's Full of Crap.
Okay.
With Tom Hanks. And this one is without sound bites. This is just a story. So, Tom Hanks, because he's so beloved and so down to earth and ordinary like all of us, wants to have his 50th birthday be a little special for him.
Okay.
So what he's doing is he's going to every major league ballpark this summer with his son and with some of his Hollywood buddies.
Ron Howard and Dennis Miller.
Oh, God.
Now, this past weekend, I was watching the Nationals, our team here in D.C.
Yes, go Nats.
Nats are playing some good baseball.
They're playing the Cubs. Mm-hmm. It's in high def. And I figure, hey, they're the local team. You know, I'll watch the local team.
Sure.
I like the Nationals.
Sure.
Turn it on for a second, and right away, bingo, it's the right time. They got the shot in the stands. Mm-hmm. So there they are. And I noticed at the time, even though it's a very warm day, it was before the heat wave, but it was in the 80s and it was a day game, Tom Hanks was wearing some type of shiny jacket.
Okay.
Looked like, at first I maybe thought he was wearing like maybe a baseball jacket, how like those disco kind that they have?
Satin jacket.
Right.
When they went in for a close-up, the jacket said on one side, it was a logo, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Cleveland, Ohio. And on the other side, embroidered was Tom Hanks.
Oh, God.
Unofficial member. So the guy's walking around on an 85-degree day wearing a very gaudy jacket that says Cleveland Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with his name on it. Now, he's also in the stands, and he's got the whole he's got the baseball hat and the sunglasses on, like, hey, don't look at me. I'm an ordinary guy. Uh-huh. He is getting his ass kissed at ballparks throughout America.
He is wearing a jacket with his name embroidered.
Yep.
He has achieved that level of stardom.
Swear to Christ.
A jacket with it. Even at our bottom-feeding, lowest possible rung of celebrity, we don't wear jackets with our names on them anymore.
Swear to Christ. I mean, even Ron Howard, who is in the picture, at least doesn't have, like, Imagine, is the name of his studio, hat on. He just had a regular baseball hat on.
So, that can only say one thing to me. When any celebrity wears a piece of clothing like that, it is look at me.
And
so obviously he is not getting the attention.
And obviously this thing about him celebrating his 50th birthday and going from ballpark to ballpark with his son as a father-son bonding experience
is really
full of crap when you're there with Dennis Miller.
Who knows what his motivations are, but that sure sounds like the Tom Hanks promotional tour.
Yes.
What else? At one of the games, it was rained out. So they did like a press conference. They set it up in the press box where they all had witty banter with the press. So they're just loving the whole
thing. Well, he must have something coming out.
Him and Ron Howard.
Is Dennis Miller in any of his movies coming out?
No, it's just, it happened to be, I read, Jesus, I wish I had it. Tom Hanks said that it was originally he and Ron Howard decided to do this, as their rich boy lark. And somewhere along the way, they met Dennis Miller. And Dennis Miller said, hey, this seems like a groovy idea. And so now Dennis Miller is a member of the club.
Oh, my God.
Just going from ballpark to ballpark.
That is the full of crap alert.
Just regular guys hopping in the Volkswagen Beetle.
Now, what I was going to say when you mentioned Tom Hanks, and the same thing with Jamie Foxx, is that you've got a situation where I think it is an exception to the rule when celebrities keep their head on straight, because they are 24/7 having people blow smoke up their butts all the time. And I really think that you get a guy like Jamie Foxx, he doesn't think what he's doing is bad. He's not even aware of what he's saying. It is normal for him. That is as normal as breathing. Just like with Tom Hanks, when he comes out and he says, I'm an authority on the veterans and the greatest generation. It is as normal as breathing, because there is no one in his inner circle or in his outer circle that says something like, hey, dude, get some perspective.
You just made me laugh again, because that's another one of the things that we do hate about Tom Hanks so much. Hi, I'm Tom Hanks. Even though I'm only 50 years old and World War II happened, hold on, let me check my calendar. Oh, yes, before I was born.
Right.
Or even while I was in my mother's womb.
Sure.
Let me talk to you as an expert. Mm-hmm. Let me talk to you as an expert on World War II. Yes,
anytime please. He makes a movie, it seems to me, because he plays a role where someone writes some dialogue, where he plays something in that movie, he becomes an advocate and also an expert.
Yes.
You know what is a nasty word, Mike? You know what's a nasty word that I'm really starting to hate?
What's that?
Advocate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I would really like to do is start punching advocates, because it seems to me that advocates... Listen, if people wanted to speak for themselves, they'd speak for themselves. I mean, really, if you want to be an advocate of somebody, Tom Hanks, you know, get your ass over to Israel. Get your ass over to Iraq. Get your ass over to any of the starving countries. You know, do what Brad and Angelina are doing.
That's right.
Get involved.
Well, you know, you can make fun of
advocate.
Brad and Angelina. But, you know, Brad and Angelina are over there seriously doing stuff. And, yeah. and they are. And it just, and I don't even mind Tom Hanks doing stuff. For whatever cause it is, but it's just when you hear him speak, he is the sanctimonious authority for everything he's associated with, and it kills me. And he's wearing a satin jacket with his name sewn on it.
Every time he advocates something, why don't you just watch a video of Bachelor Party or Bosom Buddies?
And the whole Jamie Foxx thing is really sad, because
he has no idea.
No, he's doing PR for this movie. Right. I saw him on the Today Show. I mean, he's full of energy. He's like, good morning, New York. I'm here. I'm here to do it. Yes, this is the movie of the summer. This is the movie. I want to tell you, this is it. I mean,
and for his sake.
Has he not seen a screening of the movie? Really?
For his sake, I hope that his star continues to rise and that he has an incredibly long career where people blow smoke up his ass forever. Because really, the fact is, if he doesn't, he's going to crash harder than other celebrities that are a little more grounded. It's just going to happen. I mean, don't you see a lot of these celebrities that, you know, they have their fame, they have their movie, and then they maybe roll on and do something else. And then you have people that just need it and hang on to it. Mm-hmm. And that's guys like Jamie Foxx. Yeah, lay down some fly tracks, you know. Ah, hey, dude, where's your yo, egomaniac, stop it, please. It's ridiculous.
Listen, I never thought I'd say this to Jamie Foxx. You're no Will Smith.
Wow.
And I mean that. You know what I mean? Getting jiggy with it? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're no Will Smith.
Miami.
Okay?
There's a school of thought that says the ego...
Welcome to Miami.
The ego guys, you know, that if you say something like, hey, I'm fantastic, you know, hey, you know why this movie was good is because I was in it.
Yeah.
And it's like a joke. And then it slowly morphs into a real way of thinking, perception. And that's the way Jamie Foxx is now. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but it happens
all
the time.
And also, he turns into Ray... an awful lot.
Yes.
If you're sitting there watching him being interviewed by somebody, he'll just like toss it in and say, yeah, this movie is really great. It reminds me when I was in Ray, when I would just all of a sudden go, and of course then it would,
And you want and his inner circle's doing that too. Nobody's going, hey, you really sounded like an ass when you said that.
and you won the Academy Award for that. Oh, shucks. I wasn't going to bring that up. I just spontaneously started doing some Ray Charles.
Mm-hmm.
What did you just put in the machine?
You requested Will Smith. Now, this is an artist. This is a fly track.
Yeah, she's going to play the other one.
Which one?
My favorite.
The Wiki Wiki Wild.
He knows what I like.
Wild Wild West.
Wiki Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Wild West.
Hold on, I got it.
You know, it's just don't understand.
You know, this is an abortion of a Stevie Wonder song.
I had to be careful with it because, you know, Miami Vice has spent a lot of money on this film. So Michael Mann was like, I want you dedicated. I want you here every day and I want you working. But I had a Timberland
full of crap. Huh? But now here's Stevie Wonder. No, I take it back, Will Smith. Yuck. This is right where Will Smith started to get his comeuppance.
Right.
When Wild Wild West came out, that's when he leaned over into his adult diaper and realized that, in fact, his did smell just like everybody else's did.
It's amazing that such a bad movie could give us such an incredible piece of music. You know,
that would be Mike O'Mara speaking, everybody.
I enjoy the music of
the Wiki
of Will Smith.
Right.
Rightly so.
Wiki Wild Wild.
It has a nice melody.
It does.
Did you like Will 2K?
Allowed me to use his studio bus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Again, that's
Jamie again.
Jamie Farr.
Did you say Jamie Farr?
Yes, I did.
You said Jamie Farr.
No, that's Jamil Farrar.
I did say Jamie Farr.
Do you know I saw Jamie Farr at the LPGA Toledo Open? Old Jamie Farr was the host of the tournament.
Right?
Yeah. Very great.
You know what I don't like about him? What I heard about him?
Right.
He's nosy.
Very.
There you go, Mike.
Now, why you now? I like Wiki Wow Wow. Otherwise, forget it.
You don't like Will 2K?
No. Can we get jiggy with? I like Parents Just Don't Understand.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Exactly.
Now, Dad, this is a very sensitive subject.
Oh, that's his kid.
That's where he pulls the Kathy Lee.
Yep. Oh yeah, he's done that forever. He's another one that has a little, you know, as far as movie stars go, a little perspective problem, I think.
Hey, how you doing, son? It's me, your dad. I left your mom to go be with a real hot piece of ass, but let me write a song for you. That's right, even because I left mom, and I'm giving the high hard one to... Is it Vim
Jada?
Oh, Jada Pinkett.
Right. Did he leave? I thought this was his kid with Jada.
Oh, no, no, no.
Really?
This is another one. This was from another baby's mama.
Huh.
But this song tells,
oh,
the,
that's right.
Tells the kid.
The first was
the first one,
Anna Nicole, the kid that he had with Anna Nicole.
Even though I'm not there for you, I'm going to be there for you. All you got to do is put on this record whenever I'm not there.
You know, this is supposed to make him look really nice.
Mm-hmm.
We are cynics.
That's right. I'm going to write about how I went and touched your head when you were a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
How I loved having you in the house. You're my little man.
Wiki Wow Wow.
But now Daddy can't be here anymore.
I pledge my life to you.
Because Jada's got a sweet daisy.
But don't worry.
You miss Daddy.
Just
put on my record that I wrote about you. Put on one of my movies. You see Daddy right there.
And let's bring Tom Hanks over. And he'll talk about World War II veterans and how we've forgotten them.
And the Rock and Roll.
Because none of us
fame.
Know that. No, none of us pay attention
not
to that.
Without
type of
Tom.
Thing. Without
enough,
Tom's guidance ass.
Enough Will Smith.
Smith.
Jesus. Not enough Jamie Foxx.
Major Will.
Please. At least when I've seen Colin Farrell do ads for the movie, when he's asked about Miami Vice, he pretty much just runs his hands through his hair.
Yeah.
And says, you know, he was fun. You know what I mean? He's not out there whoring it like a
so
bitch.
So is it established that Miami Vice, a total suckfest of a movie?
I dare you to find anybody of note. As a matter of fact, I can't be sure of this, but I think even Mark S. Allen from Sacramento has not given it a rave review.
Wow. Kiss of death.
Wow. Yep.
Kiss of death.
Can't succeed now.
Don and Mike, go to break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This is the Don and Mike Show.